the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman.
Topping our report this hour, authorities are investigating the theft of $15 million from Lakewood Public Schools. Lakewood Mayor Ray Coles says they noticed the transfer of funds from the school's account this past weekend and contacted law enforcement. Mayor Coles says part of the stolen funds has been recovered. The theft comes after Lakewood Schools secured an emergency $65 million loan from the state last week so it could keep paying its teachers and staff. It still needs the remainder of a $104 million loan it has requested. Did you know that New Jersey ranks fourth among the most expensive states in the U.S. for dental insurance? This is according to research by Celebrate Dental and Braces. Regional partner Dr. David Ensley says cost of living, supply and demand, and medical inflation can affect dental insurance premiums.
The cost of pretty much everything in doing dentistry has gone up. The cost of labor has gone up. The cost of rent has gone up. The cost of our dental supplies has gone up. So that inflation that we're seeing every day at the gas pump or in the grocery store, that's impacting dental as well.
The average cost for monthly dental insurance premiums in New Jersey is just above $55. New York and Pennsylvania have cheaper monthly premiums. Researchers at the University of Virginia believe they've made a promising discovery that could help reverse baldness.
Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair.
A study published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation details recent tests done on a protein called CROX-20. The tests show that stem cells containing the protein may be responsible for hair growth. Small amounts of the protein are present in hair follicles beneath the scalp, even in those who are already bald or balding. Researchers think reactivating the protein found in those follicles could lead to new hair growth. I'm Michael Kastner.
The Trump administration is reversing planned cuts to the 9/11 health care program. Staten Island Congresswoman Nicole Meliotakis says she and other New York lawmakers got word from the White House that there will be no cuts to staffing at the World Trade Center health care program and research grants related to 9/11 illnesses. The plan was originally to cut 20% of staff as part of the Trump administration's efforts to cut government waste. That caused backlash from New York first responders and lawmakers. The program provides medical treatment for 132,000 first responders and survivors of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Is pleasant weather on the way? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A big dome of high pressure building over New Jersey this weekend into early next week. Keeping the clouds away, keeping the storms away, and also settling into a really nice warming weather pattern heading into that final week of February. Now, tonight will be cold. Lows fall to around 20. Hard freeze for most of the state. Calming winds, clear skies. Tomorrow, we'll see sunshine with late day clouds. Highs push to around 40. Sunday, a nice February day to close out this final week into February. Look for sun and clouds and seasonable high temperatures in the mid-40s. Even warmer on Monday. Partly sunny skies and highs around 50. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Jersey City and Pemberton, both 36 degrees. Woodbridge, 35. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.